It's Brian and Tricia. We've got a special guest in the studio this morning. Literally the first time we're meeting her like 3 minutes ago.
Yes, Dawn Cash, new executive director for Warm Blessing Soup Kitchen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the area and welcome to Warm Blessings. This is so exciting.
Thank you. Yes, it's an exciting time.
This is day number 13 for you?
Day number 13, yes. Lucky number 13.
So you walked in and then all of a sudden, I guess all this stuff was sort of in the works and planning anyway to do some light remodeling.
Correct.
So the board of directors decided.
The board, when I did my interview process, had expressed to me that they wanted to do some major renovations and have a kind of a different feel and a different look and an environment at Warm Blessings. They really wanted to focus on their mission of feeding people. In the process, over the past 2 weeks, because of annual inspections that came up, we were first inspected by the fire department and then by the health department, like within a week of each other. And the fire department gave us a lot of recommendations, but the health department came in and said, you know, this is stuff you have to do in order to continue to serve. And so, as one of our patrons said, we are flipping a shelter. We're basically, as Greg Milby called it, Warm Blessings home makeover extreme, I guess. And so we have a week to get everything done. We're in the middle of the week, and we are doing a top to bottom renovation of the dining space, the living space, the kitchen, and the upstairs storage. We will probably work on exterior renovations later on in the year. Those aren't quite as critical to get people back in. We never planned to do this in the middle of the season. But we are, and so we've had a lot of partners step up to the plate to kind of help us get through this.
It takes a village.
Yes, definitely. And the village has come out. And I think I had, as I was telling Jennifer, I had this 30, 60, 90-day plan, this great plan about how things were going to go. It's gone.
Thrown out the window.
You know, and I had all these people lined up that I wanted to see, you know, meeting with the chamber, for instance. And I think I've met more people and really found out the true fabric of this community with this, with this happening.
Kind of a blessing in disguise.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
A warm blessing in disguise.
A warm blessing. So tell us about yourself. What did you do before you came to Warm Blessings?
I have about 25 years of housing and homelessness experience. I was years and years ago the executive director of the housing authority in Louisville, and did a lot of social service programs there. Left there, went to a company that worked nationally with projects to do community development, and I've done a lot of consulting work in different organizations in Louisville. And then most recently, I was the executive director of the Homeless Coalition of Southern Indiana.
So do you have any plans? I know you said your plans have kind of been thrown out the window, but what are your thoughts of once you reopen and get all these current things going, what do you want to do next?
Again, our timeline has changed. We thought we would do, after the season was over, we'd do a strategic plan with the board. We're doing it February the 3rd, I believe, is when we're having our retreat. So that even got backed up just so we could go ahead and peg down what it was that, you know, what the board wanted to do. I serve at the pleasure of the board, and I have a lot of great ideas, and so do they. I have a very, very dynamic board that has made it possible to even breathe through this whole process. I will say that I probably never would have took the position or the challenge had it not been for my really strong board. I have a lot of faith in them. So, like I said, we're going to be doing a strategic planning session, and I think that will determine what our direction goes in. But I know for now, with the shelter as it is, we are going to change the environment a little bit and make it less like a dining room or cafeteria style. It will be more like a coffee shop that you come into. We're hoping to set up some pretty nice living spaces, have cafe tables, things like that. So it's more of a community space to come into, because we don't just serve the homeless at Warm Blessings. We serve people who do have homes, who are they're stretching their dollars in order to, you know, so they come in and have meals with us. They also like to see each other, so it's a social event for them to come in and see the same people all the time. So you know, we serve a variety of people. We have senior meals that we deliver. So it's just going to look a little bit different than what you would think of your typical soup kitchen.
When do we believe everything will be finished and you'll be back to somewhat normal operations again?
We will be back in operations as long as we pass our health inspection on Monday. The plan is to be back and ready to go and opening the doors at 8:00 on Monday. So it truly, truly is extreme addition. I mean, we've had a week, and it's incredible how quickly things are moving. If you walked over there today, you wouldn't even recognize the place. I mean, everything has been removed from the dining room. They're working on the floors right now.
And how many people are we serving at this point?
Currently, we have the capacity to serve 80 people. I would say we range on a daily basis anywhere between 30 and 80. They kind of sometimes come and go. They're not there all day. So between 30 and 80 people. And then, of course, we do the senior meals. And right now, I think we're running about 30 to, we have the capacity to do 36, I think, and we're at about 30, 31.
All right. Well, exciting things going on. And yes, we look forward to hearing from you again as things progress and you reopen, and look forward to what you're going to do.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Dawn Cash, new executive director for Warm Blessings. We are Quixie 98.3.